Hey everyone, you're listening to Finding Japan, episode 9. I'm currently walking through the station that I get off at every time, and it's not too bad today. Though I noticed when the weather changes a lot, there is the chance that there'll be a lot of wind coming through the stations, I think because of like pressure changes or whatever. It's kind of weird. Hold on, let me get off this freaking escalator. They got me on camera. I'm over. I noticed the last time I did a podcast, I was breathing pretty heavily as I was walking, making me think that I'm out of shape, but I just think it was because I wasn't really conscious about how I was breathing. I used to sing a couple years ago, and was really conscious about how I would breathe while on stage, but I think I forgot most of that, apparently. Oh, I hope it's not raining. Anyway, if I sound a little different, it's because I'm on my cell phone right now. Figured out how to use the IC recording functionality of my cell phone, and I don't think I'll be able to comment on the quality of the recording until I get home, but we'll have to see how that goes. Oh, it is raining a little bit. It's a good thing I brought my umbrella. So umbrella, here we go. Kind of, sort of, it's a little windy. Umbrellas can get a little tricky in the wind. And I hope the car noise isn't too much too. It's really loud on the street right now. But I guess we'll see how this works. The cool part is, since I'm recording on my phone, I can walk around, it looks like I'm talking on the phone, so it's not too bad. I don't feel as conscious holding a video camera up to my freaking head every time. It's one thing to do it at home, it's another to do it while you're walking around. But anyway, welcome to this episode. It's the middle of the week, Wednesday. Where I'm from, they call Wednesday Hump Day. And I never really understood why they called it Hump Day. There used to be a bar, or there still is a bar, but back when I was home, they would do a promotion for Hump Day. And I thought it was just because that was the day everybody went to the bar and humped each other, but apparently that's not true. It's the hump of the week, the middle of the week. And I am definitely starting to get a feel for the grind of Japanese life. It is about, I don't know if I had to guess, maybe quarter after 7, 7:30 in the p.m., and I'm on my way home right now. I stepped out of work around 6 o'clock and stopped to grab a quick bite to eat at one of my favorite coffee places, Dodor. I don't even know how you pronounce it. But they have, by far, I think, the best coffee in Japan for one of those types of places. And it certainly beats the prices that Starbucks usually offers, so can't complain. I will probably recruit the assistance of a friend of mine to do a conference call to talk about the wonders of Japanese coffee. It's a good buddy of mine who came out with me last year to Japan. And we discovered the wonders of Japanese coffee. And in fact, even the instant coffee, it tastes incredible. I don't know if it's the water or how they do it, but any sort of reconstituted food or beverage here just somehow tastes a lot better than what I'm used to overseas. Look at me, I'm saying overseas like it's the other side now. It's crazy. Anyway, yes, so middle of the week and I'm feeling the grind. I started my job this week. And my schedule basically goes from about 7 a.m. When I start studying for about an hour or so to, let's see, around usually about 8:30 p.m., around which time I get home and have a huge list of things waiting for me. So I'm actually surprised I'm doing this podcast right now, and I hope this works out. I wanted to talk a little bit about friends, getting things done, and the Japanese office. But I think I'm going to hold off on the Japanese office thing because I'm still just discovering so much more. Being in a Japanese office is very, very different than being in an American office, and I've been taking some notes about what it's been like so far. And I think what I will do is next time I have a long walk or a large chunk of time, I will thoroughly describe my whole first week experience. I'm going to let the experience sort of play out for another week or so. Not another week, towards the end of this week, because I do have a fun event coming up this Friday that I think will sort of cap off the first week event and make that story much more interesting. But I want to talk quickly about friends. I sort of realized this on my way home from the train that most of my friends being overseas, either in South America or Europe, are pretty much on a completely different time schedule as me. So as a result, I end up missing a lot of those people. The time that I'm home is the time that everybody usually ends up going to work, and my mornings are usually so hectic that I don't really have time to catch up with anybody other than my fiance. So it gets kind of difficult to keep in touch with friends and even doing email. And I was thinking how ironic that a lot of the people I have been talking to are people through this podcast, either through comments or emails or telephone, text messages, etc. And it's really been quite amazing that I've been able to keep in touch with people that way. The K-Tai, the Japanese cell phone, has really become the center of my life. And after getting the email enabled on it, I've been finding some creative ways to make use of it. The first one I wanted to talk about is integrating with my Getting Things Done system. If you're not familiar with Getting Things Done, it's basically an organization methodology developed by someone called David Allen, I believe. And there's a book called Getting Things Done. Oh, this truck's going to wait for me. Bowing to vehicles again. It's a habit I picked up. It's kind of funny. Bowing to vehicles and bikes and all sorts of inanimate objects as they exert politeness on you. But yeah, getting things done. And I use a system called Vitalist. It's an online version of this. So instead of using file folders, it's online organization, sort of like Gmail for your to-do list. And the really cool feature of this is that it has an email access point to your inbox. So if I think of something I need to do, I just whip out my phone, send an email to the system, and it automatically goes in my inbox and it's sitting there waiting for me to organize it. So basically I have about 20 of those things waiting for me when I get home tonight. So having the K-Tai there makes it a lot easier to be able to send things along that way. The other thing is having a full-fledged website viewer on your K-Tai does give you the ability to do things like Gmail, to check up on the Finding Japan comments, and then also creative use of forwarding. If someone's in my address book and they send me an email, it will go to my phone, and additionally, certain messages that I know I need to have, system messages from my bank, etc., also go to my phone just by setting up some Gmail filter. So really, the phone has replaced my computer in a lot of ways. My computer right now is just forwarding Skype calls to my cell phone. That's all it's doing. And of course, downloading MP3s and podcasts, that is, not illegal music, you guys. So yeah, it's kind of cool. But anyway, I arrived, so I will try to figure out how to finish this podcast later. Maybe I will take a listen to the audio quality and then decide whether or not I want to continue it. This may end up being a scratch recording. But at any rate, I hope you guys are well, and I will probably complete this episode later. Talk to you later. Bye.